Hello and welcome to this episode of Meet the Team, the Edinburgh Napier's Allied Health and Social Care Sciences Group podcast. I'm joined by my guest today, Dr. Juman Siman, Associate Professor in Occupational Therapy. Juman grew up in Palestine and attended Tel Aviv University studying occupational therapy. He began his career working with children and young people in schools and clinics in the region of Galilee in northern Palestine, then moved to the UK to further develop his career, gaining experience working with children, young people and adults across acute and community settings. Juman completed his master's degree in the UK and then undertook a PhD. His PhD was studying olive farmers in Palestine and their ability to continue while living under a military occupation. Juman was appointed as a senior lecturer at Canterbury Christchurch University before he moved to Edinburgh Napier University in 2023. Hello, Juman. So here at Napier, you are a lecturer and researcher within the occupational therapy programme, and you also contribute to interprofessional modules within physiotherapy and social work. And you've also written a book, which I believe will be published later this year. So a very warm welcome to you, Dr. Juman Siman.
Pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Juman, we've learned a little bit more about your career so far, but this next part of the podcast will help us to reveal the real Juman, your likes and dislikes, your interests, insights, more about your life outside the university. So this quick fire round gives you 2 minutes to answer as many of these questions as you like, and your time starts...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
What did you have for your breakfast today?
I had porridge, honey and nuts.
Where is your favourite place in Scotland?
Glasgow Southside, of course.
Which famous person or people are you a combination of?
I would like to think of myself as an intellectual like Edward Said and a creative person like Slimane Mansour.
Okay. How do you spend your downtime?
I love swimming.
What's the last thing you bought for yourself?
That'd probably be a book.
What book are you reading right now?
I'm reading Teta, My Mother and I, a biography of three generations of Arab women in a family.
Whoa. What would you recommend, if anything, watching on TV?
I love the sitcom Dave about that rapper.
What about your favourite film? Do you have one?
I like All About My Mother by Almodóvar.
Where was your last holiday taken?
That was Copenhagen.
What is something we would never guess about you?
That I use facial cream.
Oh, what are you passionate about, or what is your biggest achievement?
I think my biggest achievement is finding community. Relocating to Scotland, especially Glasgow recently, has made me think that I made the right decision. And a year on from that move, I really feel that I actually made it to a community, a place where I want to be and build a community there.
Thank you, Juman. So, wild swimming, that is brave. And I've never been to Copenhagen, but it's on my list. We'd like you to now talk a bit more about your professional work. And if you can help us understand how you contribute to the occupational therapy programme, what roles you fulfil within the School of Health and Social Care, maybe a bit about your typical day, Juman, and overall what your hopes are for our future students.
So I'm an associate professor in occupational therapy. What that means is that my role divides into three main duties. One of them is learning and teaching on the master's, pre-registrations master's of occupational therapy, which also has an interprofessional element. So I'm also in the classroom and teaching and discussing teaching material with physiotherapy and social work students as well. So the second element of my duties will be research and scholarship, which involves empirical research in the field or research on the desk in terms of literature or analyzing the data. And that I do in Palestine. I've got a project in Sierra Leone, but also I have a funding project and an interest in developing a research project with a Romani community in south of Glasgow about their occupational needs and how they might achieve them. The third element of my job would be leadership and managerial. I line manage some of my colleagues, but I also lead on scholarship and research the occupational therapy team in terms of where we at in funding for applications for funding for research and scholarship, writing, hosting conferences and supervision of PhD and master's dissertations. So that's kind of my job in big. A typical day in my work, if I'm teaching, of course, I take the public transport, I cycle and then I take the train to the classroom. I start around 10 o'clock. And the morning session will be normally a lecture, and then we have lunch, and then in the afternoon it will be a seminar or a tutorial, and then the next day the students on this module I'm designing and delivering at the moment for first years, they do a workshop activity, so they apply their learning through doing something in the workshop. And this particular one I'm teaching humans as occupational beings, students share their meaning activities that they do in their life, and they analyze it and they learn about it and reflect on it. So students may teach everybody else to cook donuts, for example, or they may do Irish dancing, for example, with their other peers. So that's the workshop element. If I am at home doing some work on my desk, so it will be answering emails, writing papers. I have also I'm an associate editor in the Journal of Occupational Science, so I also do some editing for this scientific journal as well. So I might be doing meetings for this journal or looking at articles and editing them.
And what do you think your hopes are for our future students? What do you hope that they will take from our teachings?
I think I would love to see occupational therapy students graduating and going out there when they working outside of health and social care, working also with NGOs or charities, or doing some activist work in terms of advocating for communities and people to access everyday activities that they need for their health and well-being.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Juman Siman in conversation with Lynn Turnbull.